boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I told you about how I was at the Jonas Brothers concert on Sunday, and Taylor Swift, girl's going crazy. Like, she's posting every, 20 minutes saying, like, oh, here's another vinyl of The Life of a Showgirl, mm-hmm. Bug Edition, or this edition, right?
Squashed Bug Edition.
Wasp Edition, or whatever, right? Uh-huh. And then when I was at the Jonas Brothers concert, she brought back the orange cardigan. And I was like, this is a sign, because I really, really wanted it, mm-hmm. and I missed out on it. And then me and my sister were like, we're going to do it. We're going to buy it. So we did. And it came in yesterday. And I bought it. And I got it. But my sister texted me during the show. And she's like, so can I open it without you? Because we wanted to save on shipping. So we bundled it together.
Oh, yeah.
And we had it shipped to her house. And I was like, no, you can't open it without me. The disrespect. Mm-hmm. We open it together. Sisterhood. So I made her wait until 7:45 to open it.
I completely understand.
Thank you.
I do respect that she asked, though. Because if it was me and I was that excited, I would have just torn into it. The way that I did with the Taylor Swift vinyl that we gave away last week.
You opened the listener's vinyl. sort of. Hold on now cancel her.
I didn't unwrap it. I took it out of the box. and I did. I will tell you, you're going to be mad at me. I considered FaceTiming you on Saturday to be like, did you want an unboxing? But I was like, no, she'll think I'm annoying.
You're canceled.
So I didn't.
You are canceled. Cancel Taylor. Yes, I wanted. Yes, I did want you to FaceTime me. Oh my God, what is wrong with you?
Okay, sorry. Shoot. I'll dig the box out of my... Well, we don't have it anymore.
Why didn't you give me the box?
Because it was just a brown shipping box.
I don't care. Okay. It came from Taylor Swift.
You know what it did say? It came from Taylor Swift.
It did, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it did. I'm sorry.
Cancel Taylor.
I shouldn't have said anything at all.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever be watching something on a streaming service, and I know you got the commercial version because who's
I'm
paying?
Cheap.
Yeah, oh yeah, mm-hmm. Who's paying that extra couple bucks? Not
no.
me.
No, I'll go back downstairs and get a snackaroo during that commercial break. Thank you.
Well, if you happen to catch it, do you ever notice that it's yelling at you? The commercial is so much louder.
Yeah,
you're not crazy. That's a real thing. And there is now being a law passed against extra loud commercials.
Good.
In California.
They never pass any good laws here.
Let's talk about what's important.
Come on,
commercial
Iowa.
Volume on Netflix.
Pass some good laws in Iowa for once. Come on now.
No, they seriously, the FCC, you know, mommy and daddy, big bosses.
Oh, sorry. I should be kind here. They tell us what we can and can't do around here.
In California, they are passing a law that streaming services specifically, because I think there are regulations.
Why can't they do it around here?
I don't know.
Mommy and daddy, hello.
We gotta write our people in the government, I guess. Because I think traditional television has more regulations, but streaming services, they be boosting those things up to volume 90, and I'm like, whoa, why are we yelling about diapers in the middle of Love is Blind? You know what I mean? So
the ones that are the worst, it's like, it's like for like prescription. It's like,
you might die. Or you're going to be super thin. You know, it's like never, it's always one dramatic thing exactly. or the other. So this is taking an effect in California.
What about the super silent ones where you're like,
what?
Or where it gets like a little bit quieter and you're like,
the commercial?
Yeah, you're like, I think the TV's off.
I don't know that that's ever been a problem for me.
Oh, maybe,
that sounds
maybe
like
my
bad
TV.
Advertising.
Maybe my TV really is not working.
I think it's a you thing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 3:10 and 5:10 on Z102.9.
Okay, Mariah Carey might not be defrosting just yet, but just like she says, it's time. Yeah. It's time, okay, to start thinking about Stuff the Wagon 2025.
Oh, man. Now, I want you to keep these dates in mind because we're going to lay it all out there right now so that you know it's coming. November 10th, that's a Monday. November 17th, also a Monday. November 24th, a Monday. December 1st, Monday. December 8th, a Monday. So that's 5 Mondays in a row that you're going to find us out broadcasting live 3 to 7 p.m. collecting your donations for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
What's going to be different this year is we bumped up the dates.
Yeah, we're starting a little bit earlier because, you know, the holidays, the craziness kind of gets to your head, okay?
No, trust us.
At some point, you go crazy.
100%. So save the dates, mark them on your calendar so that you're ready to meet us out as we're going to be broadcasting live in the trunk once again this holiday season, asking for donations for our furry friends for Cedar Valley Humane Society.
It's one of our favorite things to do. This will be year number 3. The first 2 years, it's gone up, our donation amounts. Mm-hmm. Year number 3, I mean, we got some big shoes to fill.
Can we continue to see that incline of donations?
I think we can, especially since you have it on your calendar starting Monday, November 10th.
I think I've told you this tradition that me and my sisters and our significant others have for Christmas. We'll spend anywhere from $25 to $50, and you have to buy anything that is within one color.
And you set a color every year. It's the coolest thing, I will say.
Uh-huh. So, for instance, if it's the color green, you have to buy everything that's green or that has the word green in it. And, for example, Culver's Garden Center and green house, okay?
Genius.
Or a green pencil, okay? Things like that, if that makes sense. So we've been doing that for several years. And sometimes, I'm not going to lie, we struggle with figuring out the color. That we have to, literally put all the colors of the rainbow into, a generator online and spin a wheel.
I didn't know it was serious.
We've been doing it for a couple years now. It feels like we've done every color in the rainbow. We struggle. But last night, me and my sister were joking about getting our cardigans from Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And it comes in this beautiful orange sparkly box. And I said, oh, I really want you to gift me something for Christmas in that orange sparkly box. Oh. And I will gift you something in my orange sparkly box. And every year we'll just gift each other something in these boxes so we have an excuse to use them.
Uh-huh.
One thing led to another. And I go, wait a minute. What if moving forward, our colors are Taylor Swift albums? Because the girl almost drops an album every year. Almost.
Yeah.
If
she's
not
on a roll.
The girl's got 12 albums we could pick from. If she didn't drop an album, we could just refer back to one. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So then we bring in my other sister into the topic. She says, I love this idea. And I said, let's not discuss it with the boys. Okay? Let's just see if the boys catch on. So this year, the colors are The Life of a Showgirl, a.k.a. it's orange and that green color?
Teal.
The teal. That's the colors of Christmas this year.
Ah.
So that's the colors that we have to buy. We'll spend $50 on it, and you have to find gifts that are that color.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's really good.
And the girls are going to know, and the guys are not going to know. We'll see if they
know.
We're not going to tell them. We're going to see if they catch on, but it'll be our little secret to see if they know. Uh-huh. Now, if Taylor Swift drops another album, that will be next year's colors. And if she doesn't, we'll just refer back to one of the 12 albums.
Yeah, well, because, there's 11 others to throw back on. I think this is going to be a real test of how much they pay attention.
I know!
Because you will not shut up about this album.
I know!
Respectfully.
Yes.
You have the cardigan. Is he going to catch on, wait a minute, 2 + 2 is Taylor Swift. That's the showgirl color.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm asking you, do I say anything if he goes, we're buying and shopping, he goes, oh, that's funny. These are kind of like Life of a Showgirl colors. Do I say anything? Or do I just go, ha-ha?
I think, don't laugh like that, but yes.
Don't go evil on him.
Right, yeah.
I wasn't even nervous at all to post my picture in those girls' sweat squad yesterday. Because it's such a positive group.
It's the best. It's our private Facebook group for fitness motivation or a way to hold yourself accountable by being I got to post every day. That's kind of what we're using it for. And we invite you to join us at any point.
Yeah. And I had posted a photo. I was I hate to say it, but on my morning walk, I had to wear my winter coat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know what? If you post something like that on Facebook, you'd probably get somebody being like, oh, come on, you're such a baby. Put the winter coat away. Mm-hmm. It's not even winter season yet. I knew I wasn't going to get anything like that because no. It's positive vibes. Actually, I got lots. People were like, you know what? Me too, girl. I was so cold this morning.
I support it. And you know what? I support it because you still got out and you went for your walk.
Yes.
If you had to be a little diva in your fur coat.
Thank you.
I support the drama.
We support divas.
We are the drama.
If you want to have a diva moment or, you know, you just want positive vibes when you're doing something hard and that's working out.
Yes. Always.
Join Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Private group, so you do have to request to join, but if you do that, we will get you in as soon as possible.
Parents, you listening? Round of a freaking applause, man.
Wow, slow clap.
Yeah, dude, seriously, round of applause. Are you okay?
I gotta know. I can't tell you how many times in my life I'm like, oh my God, I should call my parents and say thank you.
We got a glimpse of what you deal with today. And it was just a glimpse. It wasn't a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor and I got to speak at Taft Middle School today. And we were just sitting in our cars in the parking lot just a couple minutes before school started. And you gave me a look. And I was like, why is she giving me a look? So I texted you. I'm like, what's going on? And you said,
what did I say?
You said the school pickup line.
Oh, yes.
I'm like,
I was overwhelmed.
I'm like, I looked and I go, oh my God, she's not wrong. Parents. How do you get through that? How do you?
Because, you know, we are two childless ladies.
I like the way you say that.
It's not something I've thought about since probably I was in school, let alone seen it, because I don't have to go near schools, I guess, until we go speak at one. And in that moment, I'm like, wow. You guys do that every day. And then you have to do that and get to work on time. Twice.
And get to work on time. And I'm sorry. And then you don't yell at anybody when you get to work.
Oh.
I would slap my boss.
I'm serious. I was making faces because I'm like, how?
You don't slap a coworker when you get to work? You're like nice after that? I'm sorry. What?
We don't have a lot of traffic here. You know what I mean? like Chicago. That. I felt like I was in a big city, bumper to bumper,
uh-huh.
waiting for somebody to honk and uh-huh. throw a little fist in the air.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
Do us a favor, you listening. Anytime Taylor and I say that maybe we were thinking about, I don't know, starting a family, set us down on a lawn chair in front of a school.
I want you to remember. I want you to remember that drop-off line. We were at Taft Middle School today talking for their like career speaker day, and we were there for radio. And as we were doing that, I took a little note that my friend Destiny should not ever be a teacher.
Why?
I don't think you would teach anything. And that's not me saying like, oh, she couldn't teach a class.
Because you're dumb.
No, it has nothing to do with that. You are too interested in the tea, especially with middle schoolers.
She's right.
We were like hanging out up front. There was only about a minute left of their class with us. And these two girls up front start chit-chatting with us. And they're like, oh, you guys don't even know the drama. And we're like, what's the tea? Like, what do you mean? What's the middle school drama? I'm here for it. And they're like, oh my gosh, everybody, there's just like people dating each other and then they're breaking up and they're dating a new person the next day and blah, blah, blah. You locked in. You're like, I need to know who. Point them out right here in this room.
I said, yeah, who?
I got to see right now.
Tell me, that one's dating that one now? Oh, and then who'd they break up with before? And then I said, okay, we're going to run out of time. So how about you text the text line? It's 319-200-102. I really did say that.
Uh-huh.
Then I really did.
They left, and you're like, oh my gosh, it would be so fun to be a teacher just to know like all the lore that's going on in the school. And I'm like, that's not really the teacher's job. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think...
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be too
sucked
in to the drama.
I would love to hear the who's dating who's no longer friends. You know, that's like prime breaking up with friends. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
oh my God, Taylor's just such a jerk. Like, I can't be friends with her. I'd be like, yeah, no, I can't stand her either, man.
Well,
can I not do that?
I don't think. You just proved it. Thank you.
So we got to speak at Taft Middle School earlier today because we were talking about our career, like how we started, what are the careers within radio, all of that fun jazz. And there was a couple minutes at the end of the last group. And so, honestly, I was starting to act like the mom in Mean Girls, and I was like, what's the hot gossip? What's the 411? With the couple of the girls in the front row. And that's when they were spilling the tea, like we mentioned earlier, where they were like, oh, you know, the drama this year.
Drama.
Oh, so bad. Like, everybody's dating, these people, and they're breaking up, and it's just, people are not friends anymore. And I was like, tea.
It's exactly what we all experienced in middle school.
Oh, my God, and I'm kind of missing. So that's when I was like, okay, wait, people are dating people? Like, this is tea. I'm like, how are we asking people to be our significant other? I said, are we doing it on a piece of paper? Because that's how I did it.
Pass the note.
Yes. I don't know about you, but like it was, I literally wrote it, I ripped it out of my notebook. I wrote, will you be my boyfriend?
You were the asker? Of course you were.
Girl, I was desperate, okay? Okay. Of course I was the asker. And I wrote yes or no. And then I would, you know, chuck it at their head. Hopefully it would knock some sense into them.
I understand why it worked so well for you now.
And then they would write back no and send it to me. And that's how it would go. And I asked the girl up front, is that how we do it now? And she said, and I quote, oh, no, that's so 1980.
She got you good.
I'm sorry. Excuse me, young lady.
She got you good. You walked right into that.
I wasn't even born in 1980. How dare you insult me like that?
Do you realize these kids, everything is technology now.
Well, that's what I said to her. I go, what do we text now?
And she said, yeah, like, duh. Are you kidding me?
Did you text your boys back then?
Probably. I mean,
Taylor, don't even act like that's what you did.
No, I'm in the weird
spot.
You're
only 2 years younger than me.
I was in the middle where, like, probably elementary school, fifth grade, you start dating and there was probably some notes. And then by the end of middle school, it was totally texting. Like,
no.
Will you be my GF?
No. I do not believe that one, but it was before it was texting, it was ask your best friend to ask one of their friends to ask.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
They said that too. They said people will ask for each other.
Okay, good.
That has not died.
It hasn't? Oh, what a time to live. I'm still not old.
I think they would disagree.
Taylor Swift, everybody.
Period. We're done.
She's still doing her rounds on all the late night shows and the radio shows. Mm-hmm. So we got to talk about the things that she's revealing, including some tea about the first music video from The Life of a Showgirl, which is The Fate of Ophelia. Also her first single. And she debuted that in her movie showing in the release party. And obviously now it's out to the public. In true Taylor Swift fashion, obviously we knew there's going to be Easter eggs in it, okay? And I feel like more recently, Taylor has been acknowledging the fact that she plays into the Easter eggs and revealing that, like, yes, I'm doing them, and yes, they're intentional. Well, she was talking about this.
Just when I think I'm a Swiftie, I'm in fact slapped across the face and told I am not. Because I've seen the music video like 3, 4, maybe 5 stretch times, and I did not catch one single Easter egg.
Okay, well, you better watch it for the next 48 hours straight because she confirmed there's over 100 Easter eggs in the video.
No, I am, in fact, not a Swiftie. Take my license away.
She said she seriously had a list as she was going through, like, the set design and production design. She was checking them off.
Shut up.
One by one. She didn't have an exact number. And she's like, as long as the fans are having fun with these Easter eggs, I'm going to keep doing it. So she did not hold back with this music video having 100 Easter eggs. Some of them that have been caught, because there's probably some that nobody's even noticed yet. She has, obviously, on her album, the song Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
She has a famous phrase, diamonds are forever. And in the music video, she has something that says sequins are forever. Kind of a nod to Elizabeth Taylor. She obviously makes football references in it. She catches a football. She runs into a hotel room with the number 87, Travis Kelce's jersey number.
I didn't even see that.
I've seen people on TikTok comparing. There's like a dance section, and she's doing his like celebration dances.
I seriously missed that.
Okay, how do I know more than you? Because you have spent so much time on TikTok. Then it gets even crazier. They saw a black and white photo of Travis Kelce like in the background hanging on a vanity, and somebody linked it to a 2016 interview where he played a game of Kiss, Marry, Kill with Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Ariana Grande.
Shut up. I know that interview. How did I miss that photo?
You can't spiral. I saw someone say they saw the Reputation bodysuit in the background laying on a chair.
Stop it.
Don't, so I can't say much more. I need you to go watch the music video. You can make a list of 1 to 100.
Not only did you absolutely destroy me in my...
in your own game.
and make me feel like an absolute horrible person, but now you have made me spiral into rep vaults and Reputation, and here we go again. So thank you.
And now I know what you're doing tonight, which is watching a million times.
I know there's some people out there that don't like pets in bed. And you know what? Do you?
Okay? We're not those people.
We are not the same. All right. My cats, the two of them, and the two dogs, and then me and my boyfriend, neighbor man. It's a one bed show.
It's full house.
And we all snuggle. That's why we got a king bed. Okay. So we can all snuggle together, and mm-hmm. I love it, and I don't care. And we clean the bedding once a week because TMI gets very hairy. It's disgusting, okay? And I don't care, all right? But what I woke up to this morning in the bed would send those who don't like the pets in bed into a spiral. Because I was like, my boyfriend was still sleeping on the bed, but I made my side mm-hmm. as much as I could so that it was like at least halfway made for him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, trying to like clean the blanket a little bit more and kind of lay it out a little bit more flat. And that's when... not one, but two bones go flying. And I'm like, oh, looks like Evie brought both of her bones to bed last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? Anyone who doesn't like pets in bed, you would think that's absolutely disgusting. Not only was it that, there's also toys in the bed. I'm mm-hmm. like, we're practically sleeping with toddlers, mm-hmm. okay?
I won't lie. That's pretty bad.
Is it?
I don't know. I mean, like, I just picture, are they filled bones? Like, filled with
no
goop and good?
No, it's just slobbering.
I mean, that's bad, too. Yeah. I don't know. I haven't lived with a dog since I was in high school because my parents have the dog. But anytime they stink.
I try not to think about it.
I can smell that. You try not to think about it. You're sleeping with it. You're cuddled up next to a bone. Sometimes you just look at your partner and you go, wow, we really are more the same than I thought we were. And I had that yesterday during work, actually. My boyfriend, Curly, texted me a Zillow link. And I feel like...
are you looking?
No. Oh, yeah. Let me start with that. We are in the middle of a lease. We just re-signed a lease.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like it's kind of, I mean, it's fun to look on Zillow. I love Zillow surfing. I didn't realize he loved Zillow surfing.
Okay, yeah, but what you like to do is million-dollar homes.
And what? I didn't say I like Zillow surfing to be realistic.
Is he million-dollar homes Zillow surfing? That's my question.
No.
Is he realistic searching?
It was definitely expensive. I have no idea what we would spend on a home because seriously, we are in the middle of a lease where there's no process.
You don't even know what
starting.
You financially can afford.
I have no idea. And I'm stupid. So
she's like a Barbie house. It's probably what we can afford.
Exactly. Exactly. A tent from Shields. I don't know.
No, not even Shields, honey. That one's a little too pricey for you.
Pricey.
Maybe think Walmart.
But he sent me one because he was like, I'm looking in North Liberty. You got to look at this. And I'm like, oh, this could either be like really good or really bad because I don't know what kind of home. We haven't talked about that because we're not there yet. We're not ready to buy a home. So I was like, okay, I'm going to click on it and see like what does he think is a cool home. And actually, low key, it was like exactly what I would
pick. What do you
pick?
$1 million? Or,
you know. No, it was not $1 million. It was still expensive. Don't get me wrong because everything sounds expensive. But it was cool. It definitely looked like an older home with some like of the original features, I guess, in it. It still looked old, I guess, in my opinion. Like
you're really nailing it here.
The bathroom was vintage feeling with the tile.
So a pink toilet. Keep going.
No, but like that kind of vibe almost. That's all I can really tell you. It was the fact that it wasn't like an old home that was flipped. You know what I mean? It still had the character. And I've always
said. So we're
talking
like 70s tile in the kitchen.
I don't know. I wasn't alive, man.
Was there carpet in the kitchen, carpet in the bathroom?
No, not like that.
How old are we talking vintage wise?
Before I was born. And that is vintage to me.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Tomorrow is a big day for those girls in the afternoon because we get to do it again. We are judges in the best tasting water. Right here in Iowa.
It's a lot of fun. I know Cedar Rapids has been up there in the past.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We have no idea what we're tasting.
No, they just gave us, it was like tubes of water last time.
It was like, somewhere between a shot glass and like a science experiment
yes.
tube. They are labeled with a number and that's it. And then the score sheet, I'll have to see tomorrow. I know there was like appearance.
Yep. Smell.
Smell, taste, yep. aftertaste?
Yes.
I think that's what it was. And we didn't even know who had submitted at that point.
Well, we don't even know. We could not tell you. We had no idea if even Cedar Rapids did it or if your small town did. We have no idea.
Mm-hmm. Until after the fact, which we know last year Cedar Rapids did not win. I think they came in like second or third.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Who won last year? Do you remember?
I don't know. I'm going to have to Google that. That's how unbiased I am.
Uh-huh. So we're going to be doing that once again tomorrow. We're very excited about this. We look forward to it every year. We've been counting down 365 days to it. So we're going to do a water-themed trivia question in honor of the big day tomorrow. How many gallons of water does it take to make one pair of jeans?
What?
Yeah, your one pair of jeans takes a lot of water.
Who'da thunk?
I know.
It's crazy. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029. I have an update, by the way. It was Ames last year that won.
Hey, look at you, Ames.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you go.
Congrats, guys. Let's see if they can do it again.
We wouldn't know. How many gallons of water does it take to make one pair of jeans?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting for Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
We are so excited for tomorrow. Taylor and I are back judging the best tasting water in Iowa. We're going to be looking for appearance.
Mm-hmm. Smell.
Taste.
And aftertaste.
And as soon as we know who has the best tasting water after we've judged it, we'll let you know.
I'm so excited because seriously, we have no idea until... the end.
Exactly. So we're going to be doing this tomorrow. And in honor of that, we have to give you another fun water-themed trivia question. Tonight's is, how many gallons of water does it take to make one pair of jeans? What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, Sherry said 500 gallons.
That's a lot.
Okay, so I'm stupid, and I need a visual. So I'm thinking of a gallon of milk. 500 of those filled up with water for one pair of jeans? That's nuts.
My brain can't compute.
No. I don't even like wearing jeans that much. They're so
She's
uncomfortable.
She's like, you know what? I like wearing leggings
yeah,
more.
Yeah, all that for discomfort? No, thank you. No, thank you.
All that for low rise? No, thank you.
Oh, my God. Don't even get me started.
Mm-hmm. Tim said 10.
10 gallons. But still, like, in the grand scheme of things, that sounds like a lot to me.
It does.
How many gallons are in a washing machine? I'd love to know. I have no idea.
I don't either.
Are these things we're supposed to... In moments like this, I'm like, do we just not know and everybody else does?
And we're just stupid.
Other adults know?
How are we getting by in this world?
Am I supposed to know how many gallons are in my washing machine?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't even know how many gallons my car gets me to. You know, people are like, oh, my car gets 10 gallons a mile. I don't freaking know, dude.
No, I don't either. 2122 said 1,000 gallons.
Okay, back to your discomfort thing. If that's the case, at that point, let's just like, why are we wearing jeans?
Ban them.
That's what I'm saying. They're already tight. You know, like you eat one meal and you're like, oh, let me unbutton. Hope nobody sees.
Don't even get me started about when you wash them.
Oh.
And suddenly they're six sizes smaller. You have to wear them six times to break them back in.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I hate it.
Let's find something else. Leggings. We're moving on to you.
Pajama pants.
Make it socially acceptable.
I want to wear my plaid jammy pants out in public.
Bosses, you want to be better for the environment. Pajamas.
This is a really, really great stance that we're taking.
How many gallons of water does it take to make one pair of jeans? What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer is coming up after two songs.
You better be typing up that email to the boss.
Yeah, you don't want to
wear jeans anymore.
It's bad. It takes a lot, potentially, of water. I don't know. I feel like that sounds legit.
Yeah. Type it up.
No more jeans.
Titled, No More Jeans.
Yes.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
When we get back tomorrow from judging the best tasting water in Iowa, we might have some things to say about it. If not, we'll definitely be talking lots about it on Friday's show.
Yeah, because I think the results take a minute between the judges, and then they also have a people's choice that the people at the conference get to vote on. So once we know, don't you worry.
We'll be telling
you. We'll loop you in.
Yeah. So if you don't hear it tomorrow, listen to the show on Friday. We'll have lots to say. As soon as we know, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We spill the tea. Or the water.
We spill the water in this case.
Oh my God. That was good. That was so good.
Good one.
Tonight's trivia question, in honor of us judging the best tasting water in Iowa tomorrow. The question is, how many gallons of water does it take to make one pair of jeans? What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Oh, this one hurts. 1,800 gallons is the approximate amount of gallons of water to grow enough cotton to produce just one pair of jeans.
That is nuts.
You typed that email, right? We're not wearing jeans anymore.
Yeah, because I'm saying that much.
For discomfort.
No. There's, like, in my lifetime, I've had maybe, like, one comfy pair of jeans.
This quizzical is one of those things that will, like, ruin your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever heard that the thing that, like, ruined my life was, like, how many days you waste at a stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
That ruined my life.
Mm-hmm.
This right here, 1,800 gallons of water is wasted on one pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not buying jeans anymore.
No, I'm going to think about that tomorrow when I squeeze and squench myself into my jeans. This is what I'm thinking
about. I'm coming naked tomorrow.
Well, that is a weird way to end it.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.